Fern Pringle watched her mother make her way through the bladdernut trees with old Joey. She wondered why she'd harnessed the big old mule instead of walking. Maybe her foot bothered her this morning. Still, she insisted on doing such things herself. Perhaps she had news of Oris. Fern's brother Oris still ran the Brown and Pringle clan, though he'd been gone for 2 years. She'd enjoyed seeing the changes in her husband Virgil these past 2 years without Oris's domination. Virgil had discovered how to linger, giving her a kiss before heading to the barn to tend the stock. His friendly teasing of Cerelia, Emma, and Virgilia, and his congratulations to their sons, openly praising them, was something Oris dismissed as coddling whenever he heard an expression of appreciation. Still, she missed her brother. It had been months since a stranger brought the last letter affirming that Oris was still alive last fall. If he came back and had inspiring words about the Oregon country, the question would then be, would they go west? Oris would, if he set his mind to it. Or he'd convince them all that what they had here was better. His wife Lavina would have no say. But she and Virgil, they had a choice, didn't they? And what if Oris didn't come back? Could Virgil take over the running of two farms forever? It had been a hard 2 years, but they told each other it was only temporary. But what if it wasn't? She stopped herself from thinking of that awful possibility and concentrated on scrambling the eggs for the second breakfast, Virgil having eaten bacon, biscuits, and gravy before heading to their fields. Her brother had a way of stifling those who disagreed with him or who didn't see the world as he did. Oris's older boys tended their father's fields and helped their stepmother with the 11 children Oris left behind when he headed west. At least Lavina had a rest from being pregnant and nursing another infant.